overwhelming and misshapen. It seemed like the gun carriage of an enormous cannon. The ruts of the road had bestowed on the wheels, the fellies, the hub, the axle and the shaft, a layer of mud, a hideous yellowish daubing hue, tolerably like that with which people are fond of ornamenting cathedrals. The wood was disappearing under mud and the iron beneath rust. Under the axle tree hung, like drapery, a huge chain worthy of some Goliath of a convict. This chain suggested not the beams which it was its office to transport, but the mastodons and mammoths which it might have served to harness. It had the air of the galleys, but of cyclopean and superhuman galleys, and it seemed to have been detached from some monster. Homer would have bound Polyphemus with it, and Shakespeare Caliban. Why was that fore-carriage of a truck in that place in the street? In the first place, to encumber the street, next, in order that it might finish the process of rusting. There is a throng of institutions in the old social order which one comes across in this fashion as one walks about outdoors, and which have no other reasons for existence than the above. The centre of the chain swung very near the ground in the middle, and in the loop, as in the rope of a swing, there were seated and grouped on that particular evening, in exquisite interlacement, two little girls, one about 2 years and a half old, the other 18 months, the younger in the arms of the other. A handkerchief cleverly...